朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们也发现到一些问题。
And we also found out some problems.
第一个坐在后面的弟兄姊妹不爱唱歌。
And first of all, the people who are sitting at the back do not like to open their mouth to sing.
还有好几个从前是当诗班的，你不是一歌声不好听，懒得唱。
And I even discover a choir member sitting in the back that they could sing, but they were lazy to sing.
弟兄姊妹，唱诗是向神去的。
And we must realize singing hymn is towards the Lord.
你们上礼拜有没有听到后面有一个人拉开嗓门大声唱啊？
And did you discover someone from the back last week that who sang out loud so suddenly?
That's me.
Because that was me.
我都不好意思，旁边人好像都在看我，哪里来的一个人这么大声在那吼吼叫叫。
And I was rather embarrassed by my singing out alone aloud.
弟兄姊妹，祷告的跟唱诗的在后面的 quality 需要加强。
And the quality of our prayers and singing hymns must increase at the back.
太少人祷告，太少人开口。
And too few people pray and too few people open the mouth.
那第二个，我们迟到的情形还是非常的严重。
And secondly, our conditions of being late continue to be bad.
弟兄姊妹，嘴巴称他为神，心里相信他为神，就让我们的生活证明他真是神。
And brothers and sisters, we must remember if our mouth confess that he is God and our hearts honor him as God, then our action must also prove it.
我们是来朝见神，弟兄姊妹。
For we are come to meet God.
我们去见老板，去见地上的政要，我们怎么会这样子拖拖拉拉的来呢？
And if we are to see our own employer or the officials of the world, then we won't be late like that.
我们求神帮助我们在这个点上有真正的突破。
And we must ask the Lord to help us to break through this condition.
不要以为这只是一件外面的事情。
And don't count this as just something minute.
啊，常常是我们里面生命还有和神关系的一个最直接的表达。
But it is a true measure of our life and our relationship with the Lord.
当我们真爱一个人。
And if we truly love another person.
当我们真尊重一个人的时候。
Or to honor him.
我们决定不会用这样子的态度。
And we know that our attitude will be completely different.
我们求神帮助我们真的在这些事情上来进步。
And we must ask the Lord to help us to improve on such conditions.
侍奉是生命的发表，生命是侍奉的根基。
And our service is the expression of our life, and the service is also the life's foundation.
这两个如果 consistent 是一致的话，弟兄姊妹，我们的表里应该是一致的。
And if life and service is consistent, and we know that our inner being and outer being also is consistent.
我们永远向神认真，我们愿意把最好的来给他。
And how we want to be true to the Lord, and we want to give him our best.
那第三个是坐在外面的人太多了。
And the third thing that I discovered is that too many people were sitting outside of this meeting hall.
我后来知道上礼拜因为有特别原因，我发现外面坐的不止十个人坐在外面。
Then I found out later that because there were more than 10 people sitting at the back because of a good reason.
我们只需要最多一个，最多两个招待在外面就够了。
But then we know that we only need one, at most two people at the outside to be ushers.
有些父母有特别的需要孩子的问题，我们希望能够专心听 speaker, 不是在外面聊天。
And if some parents have to take care of the children or infants outside because of some problems, then we still ask them to listen to the speakers and not just out.Stay out there to talk with others.
不然新来我们教会的人会吓一跳，哇，在中厅里面坐了十几个人。
Or else, the people who are new visiting our church will be shocked at looking at how come so many people just casually sitting outside.
而且在那边聊天，那这怎么是聚会呢？
And they just keep talking. And what kind of meeting is this?
因为怎么样，我在说啊，我们需要对于我们自己的情形要有认识。
And I'm just saying that we must realize our real condition at this point.
目的是我们能够在神的面前能够更进步。
And the purpose is for us all to improve.
那第三，第四名是一个能够传递使命、聚合神家属灵力量的一个领袖。
And thirdly, we know that Nehemiah is able to pass on the mission, and he is the leader able to channel the strength of God's house.
弟兄姊妹，他的回来跟没有回来，对神的百姓造成了这么大的不同。
And we know that it makes a big difference when he returned or not.
远在他回来之前，城墙被毁，城门就被毁了，就被火焚烧了。
And a long time before he returned to the city, the city was destructed and the gates were burned.
百姓遭大难受凌辱是一直 一种的生活的情形。
And the people were suffered and were put to shame and it was the regular life there.
但是稀奇的是在耶路撒冷居然没有人起来做这件事情。
But amazingly, Jerusalem, nobody rise up from Jerusalem to do something about it.
我相信在耶路撒冷不是没有爱神的人。
And I believe that there are people who love the Lord in Jerusalem.
我相信在耶路撒冷不是没有人心里面为着神家忧心痛苦。
And I believe that there are people who really cared and weep for the city of Jerusalem.
但是在这里就缺了一个人起来把这些力量全部聚合起来。
But then somehow there is lacking of a person who is able enough to rise up to do something about it.
能够产生一股力量能够把神家的见证恢复起来。
And so that he can be the first one to lead on a force to build up the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，利希米回来花了52天。
And Nehemiah returned and he spent 52 days.
把整个耶路撒冷的城墙重新恢复起来。
And immediately he rebuilt all the gates of the city of Jerusalem.
从今其中没有破裂之处，仇敌进不来。
And he rebuilt the city, the gates of the city wall, and he rebuilt everything.
跟从前仇敌自由进出来伤害。来杀害来羞辱神的百姓那是一个何等大的不同
And he made such a big difference from the time that when the enemy could casually walk in and out to destroy them
就因着利希米回来了
Just because Nehemiah had come to make a difference
弟兄姊妹他在神家里面产生了大的影响力
Oh, he was a great influential force in the house of God
他能够在这里看完城墙被毁坏的情形以后他能够把使命传递出来
And he could take one look at the conditions of the destruction of the city wall and he could pass on the mission.
他说起来让我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙免得再受凌辱。
And he will call unto the people, come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we will no longer be reproached.
弟兄姊妹这不是一句话就能够叫神的百姓起来的。
And it is not just one saying only.
我们讲一百遍都没有用的对不对
And people like us, we keep on repeating more than 100 times and it was useless.
所以不是那句话叫神百姓起来而是这个人让神的百姓起来了。
And so we know it is not just that phrase that he gave was so outstanding, but it's the person.
今天很多的教会跟别的教会学各样教会增长的秘诀。
And today many churches are learning from other churches how to build up the church.
我不是说这个不好我们都应该谦卑受教。
And I'm not saying this is not good. We must be humble enough to learn from others.
我自己是一个常常去读别的教会增长秘诀的一个人。
And I'm the one who will often read up on other people and how they are doing the work for the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹真正能够产生祝福跟行动的还是在生命还是在人的里面。
But the one who can truly born of action and blessings and is, must be, have the right life before the Lord.
利希米是一个能够使人都起来的人。
And Nehemiah was a leader who was able to cause other people to rise up.
利希米是一个能够动员神儿女们 mobilize each member 的人。
And Nehemiah can mobilize each member.
他叫每一个家对着自己的前面来重建城墙。
And he could call people to rise up each in his own house and to face the gates and the wall to rebuild.
他也是一个能够使人全力以赴的人，能够从早晨到新宿出现，都在这里致力于圣城的重建。
And he's also able to motivate people from the dawn to the star break, to the star appeared to work. With all their might.
弟兄姊妹，我们要为着神家、神的国度，求有这样子的器皿出现。
And we must continue to ask the Lord for the God's help to have some people like that to appear.
我太知道我自己不是这样子的人。
And I know that I'm not such people.
但是从另外一个角度来说
，But on the other hand，
在座你我每一个人，我们也都应该是这样子的人。
And we know you and I must take and must learn from this and be such people.
因为我曾经跟弟兄姊妹交通过，我们每一个人都有影响力。
And I have shared this with you before that each one of us has an influence on others.
不管你知道也好，不知道也好
，And regardless if you know it or not，
你我都在影响别人。
You and I are constantly influencing others.
不管是正面的也好，反面的也好， 你我都在影响别人。
Whether they are something positive or negative, we are continuously influencing others.
所以为什么主耶稣说你们是世上的光和世上的盐？
And that is why the Lord often reminds us that we are the salt and the light of the world.
在一个全黑的房间，再微弱的光都对这个房间产生了影响。
And if we are in a completely pitch dark room, and we know that even the weakest light will cause the room to shine a little brighter.
盐虽然微不足道，甚至不太值钱。
And although salt is counted as nothing, it's not worth much.
它融化在液体，在食物的里面，更看不见它。
And it can so easily dissolve in liquid, and no one can detect it.
但是它一定带来影响力。
But then it always carries an influence of influence it with it.
防止它腐败，它给它带来的味道。
And it could bring flavor and also prevent the perish.
所以神说我们，主耶稣说我们是世上的盐。
And so therefore the Lord talked about that we are the salt of the world.
我们应该让人平淡的人生产生味道。
And we could add flavor to other people's ordinary life.
我们应该像盐一样防止罪恶的侵蚀。
And we were like salt that can prevent the corruption of sin among us.
这么多人被我们这些盐巴腌了五年十年，居然还是淡而无味。
So many people are close to us and they are still tasteless.
又是家人信主了二十年、三十年，他还是不信不动。
And for me, I have believed in the Lord for 20, 30 years, but then the family is still not saved.
弟兄姊妹，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸？
But then if salt has lost its flavor, and how can it have taste again?
我们每一个人都要有影响力啊。
And we must always carry an influence.
不要像徐志摩那么虚，是那么潇洒。
And do not be as carefree as 徐志摩。
我悄悄地来，悄悄地走。
And just stealthily come and secretly go.
我挥挥衣袖，不带走一片云彩。
And just drift away, not carrying a cloud.
保罗是一进城，这全城轰动。
But when Paul entered into a city, the whole city is in tumult.
那些告他的人都说这些人是搅乱天下的人。
And even those who are accusing them and talk about them as stirring up the world.
他们是说 turn the world upside down 的人。
Yes.They are.
还说这些人是像有瘟疫的人一样。
And I'll also talk about them as a plague.
弟兄姊妹，他们到哪里去就把别人传染了。
And wherever they go, they carry an influence.
所以一方面我们求神能够兴起像黎西米、以斯拉这样子的器皿。
So on one hand, we ask the Lord to raise up people like Ezra and Nehemiah among us.
他们真是能够把那个分散神家的力量能够聚合起来。
And they can cause the scatteredness of God's house to combine as one.
那样子的有蓝图，知道神的心意，把神百姓带向神的心意。
That they truly have a blueprint in their heart to bring all people into executable plan of God.
但是另外一方面，你我都应该像黎西米一样带着影响力。
And on the other hand, we not only we ask for such people, you and I should know that we carry an influence for others.
他是一个能够使平凡的职责或工作上赋予生命和使命的一个人。
And he can cause the ordinary service and the bland life to be meaningful.
他能够使跟他一起同工、一起生活的人，能够在这里一起。在他的里面把他的火点起来。
And he could kindle a flame among his co-workers and all those who were living around them.
他能够把这一切分散的力量能够聚合起来，成为一股不容忽视的力量。
These people can also collect the strength of God's house and to be a power to execute God's plan.
我希望我们在座所有当小组长的人。
And I really hope for all those who are small group leaders in this church.
我们要带着使命把火把点燃在我们的小组里面。
Let us all carry a mission and to kindle a flame in each of our small groups.
我们所有侍奉的 leader 们，我们也要带着使命。
And every service leader must carry a mission as well.
让这些外表看起来只是一些平凡的工作的，我们赋予他们使命感。
And so that everything that we do in the house is no longer bland but comes with a mission.
整洁不是只有整洁而已。
Not only we do service cleaning up,
总结是一个生命的发表
but cleaning up in the expression of God's life.
整洁是我们一个生命一个真实的一个表现
and to clean up and to live out the life of Christ.
每一件事情我们都赋予它深深的使命
and so that each service we do in God's house will come with a mission.
第四件事情它是一个深知到仇敌诡计 而警醒谨守的勇士。
And fourthly, we know that Nehemiah clearly knows the enemy's schemes, and he is always alert and a stable warrior.
这个我们在上一次已经讲过了。
And I talked about this last time.
无论是威胁、是利诱、是仇敌的老路或是妥协，他通通不上当。
And he would not be tricked into taking the threat and the compromise and the attack of the enemies.
仇敌攻击他也好，仇敌称赞他也好。
And whether the enemy is attacking him or praising him.
仇敌威胁他也好，或者来跟他求和，他通通都不上仇敌的轨道。
Or the enemy sometimes come threaten him or to make compromise with him, and he will not take any of his trick.
因为他是一个警醒的人。
And because Nehemiah is an alert person.
他完全知道仇敌的诡计。
And he knows completely the schemes of the enemy.
他不给仇敌留任何的地步。
And he will not leave the enemy a step to take.
同样的，他是一个祷告的人。
And also he is a prayer warrior.
借着祷告，他这么清楚知道仇敌的脚踪和仇敌的作为。
And through prayers, he knows from the Lord how the enemy is attacking and working towards him.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主耶稣把这两个特点集合在他克西马尼园对门徒们最后的提醒。
And our Lord Jesus have put these two characteristics combined and in the reminders that he had for his disciples at the Garden of Gethsemane.
在马太福音26章，主耶稣说：“你们总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。”
In Matthew chapter 21, the Lord Jesus admonishes disciples that you must stay alert unless you've fallen asleep and enter into temptation.
上个礼拜，顾弟兄在这里跟我们讲，我们希望成为一个祷告的教会。
And last week, Brother Ku is talking about how we desire to be a praying church.
弟兄姊妹，一个有祷告的教会跟一个祷告的教会是几乎天跟地的不同。
And a praying church and a church who prays are almost the difference of heaven and earth.
有什么一个祷告的教会，他们每一件事情，他们的生活，他们圣经里面 building 的一个 character， 就是他们要来向天上的神呼求。
And a praying church is that the built-in character within everyone who prays in the praying church is that they are connected to God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们中间的祷告不够。
And I often feel that we do not pray enough in this church.
我已经非常感谢主，我上个礼拜到 Campbell 去聚会，他们每一个组员都开口祷告。
And I'm so thankful that last time I went to Campbell's meeting and every group member were praying in the meeting.
我前天到 Sunnyvale 去，他们也是每一个人都开口祷告。
And a couple of days ago I went to Sunnyvale small group meetings and every one of them also opened their mouth to pray.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到神的面前，我们的口开不出来， is something wrong.
But if we ever come before the Lord and we cannot open our mouth to pray, then there is something wrong.
我们需要在主的面前是一个常常祷告的人。
And we must be a person who continuously pray before the Lord.
我7月12号这个在东岸华盛顿 DC 那里有四个州十几个教会请我过去有一个夏令会。
And in July, starting July 12, and I will be, I was invited to, by more than 10 churchesfor a conference and to be a speaker there.
负责的弟兄陈继兄前两天打电话给我。
And the responsible, the conference coordinator, Brother Chen, had called me a couple of days ago.
他说他们在开筹备会的时候他们都已经交通好了。
And then they said they have decided in their service meeting.
他们从6月12号就是开始聚会前一个月。
That starting June 12, exactly a month before the conference,
他们每一天至少有三个人为这个聚会，为着我的身体进食祷告。
And they have designated at least 3 people per day to pray for this meeting and pray for my health.
弟兄姊妹，我心里面非常的感动。
And I was greatly moved by them.
特别说，余弟兄，请你也告诉你们教会的弟兄姊妹，也为这个聚会祷告。
And he specially asked me to remind our group members here.To pray for such meetings.
他说我们在华府这一带，我们太需要圣灵的工作和祝福。
And they talked about how they desire the Lord's and the Holy Spirit's blessings on the East Coast.
弟兄姊妹，我常常听到很多的弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
And I often hear many people pray for me.
我非常谢谢你们。
And I'm thankful.
其实今天早上会前祷告的时候，我一开口祷告，我就想完了，我今天大概不能讲道了。
And even this morning, and when I wanted to open my mouth to pray, and I thought.Perhaps I cannot preach today.
因为我一讲话，我就整个后脑的血管就在这边一直震动，痛得不得了。
And because when I opened my mouth, then immediately the back of my neck, the blood vessel was throbbing and causing me much pain.
这博饼聚会，我今天虽然落不到开口祷告。
And so in the breaking of bread meeting today, though I did not get a chance to put in my prayers,
但是我心里面却非常非常的享受主。
But I was so enjoying the meeting and before the Lord.
我跟主说，主不让仇敌拦阻我们。
And I asked the Lord, don't let the enemy stop me from moving forth.
对，even 我现在在讲话，我的后脑一直在打鼓。
And even while I'm speaking now, and my head is throbbing right now.
我非常谢谢，我常常到国内去，或是到台湾到外地去，他们都告诉我们，他们有时候几个月前就为这个聚会祷告。
And I'm so thankful that wherever I visited, many people from everywhere, they talked about how they have supported me and the meetings with prayers.
我跟念慈在家，我们也常常都一起祷告。
And Nancy and I at home, we often pray together.
因为我们知道仇敌的诡计无孔不入。
And because we know that the enemy's trickery will enter into every hole they can find.
他可以借着我们的身体可以打倒我们。
And they can knock us down through our body.
我常常跟念慈说，我不知道我还可以讲到多久。
And I often tell Nancy, and I do not know how much I can preach on.
但是我何等希望剩下的时间能够在主的面前都能够把最好的来给他。
But whatever time I have left, I desire to give my best to the Lord.
我们可能被一个失败、一个跌倒、一个软弱突然打倒了。
And perhaps we will be struck down by a failure, a weakness.
我们看到这么多属灵的领袖，他们也曾经跌倒了。
And we see so many spiritual leaders, they had also fallen.
我也看到有些教会的领袖被人毁谤、被人伤害，他们被打倒了。
And we saw some people were struck down by the words of other people.
他们甚至有人把不同的照片都起来在这里诬告他。
And or even puts on some false accusation towards those leaders.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神家里面，我们要起来为着神家守望跟祷告。
But then we must rise up and to watch after God's house.
要为着自己的家、自己的小组要祷告。
And likewise for our own house and for the small groups we are in.
要为着教会、神的国度祷告。
And we must pray for His church and God's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，主告诉我们，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
And the Lord is reminding us that we must pray and stay alert, and lest we will fall into temptation.
一个祷告的教会这么自然，大家就聚在一起，就想开口祷告。
And a praying church, it will naturally collect together in prayers.
他们为着神，为着神的旨意来祷告。
And they will pray for the Lord and for God's will to be done.
他们可以一起借着祷告来亲近神。
And they would draw near to the Lord through their common prayers.
所以我们列今年的五个大目标里面，特别把成为一个祷告的教会放进去。
And so the one of the five great objectives of our church today is to be a praying church.
我们知道我们离成为一个祷告的教会还差得远。
And we know we are still a distance off from being a praying church.
我们求神帮助我们。
And we still ask the Lord to help us.
最后他是一个怕神不怕人的人。
And then we know that Nehemiah is a person who feared God and not man.
他是一个专心讨神喜悦的一个神的仆人。
And he wholeheartedly only wants to please the Lord.
如果我们去读十三章，我们都会非常的佩服他。
And if we read chapter 13, then we will really highly respect Nehemiah.
他可以把祭司的亲家不应该占着圣殿的房子，他把他的家具全部丢出去。
And he would go into a priest's house and to cast away the relatives of the priest and all his furniture to be outside of the temple.
他看见利未人因为神家神儿女们没有奉献，没有供应他们，让他们不能够在神家供职。他就起来责备神的百姓。
And he sees the Levites that did not get their portion from the people of the Israel, and then he will rise up to rebuke them so that the Levites could restore their office.
他发现神的百姓不照着神的命令守安息日，他起来警戒神的百姓。
And he will give warning when the people of Israel did not keep the Sabbath.
他斥责犹大的贵胄。
And he will rebuild the noblemen of Judah.
当他发现神的儿女们居然跟外邦人结婚的时候，他起来骂他们，甚至打他们。
And he would come to strike those who enter intermarriage with the Gentiles.
甚至拔了他们的头发。
And even pull out some of their hair.
弟兄姊妹，我如果拔你头发，你大概把我拔光光。
And if I try to pull your hair out, then perhaps you will attack me too.
尼希米做得了这件事情，我们做不来。
And Nehemiah had done so, but it's not for us to do, like physically.
因为他是一个怕神不怕人的。
But then Nehemiah could do it because he feared God and not man.
弟兄姊妹，光不怕人没什么了不起啊，强盗也不怕人。
And it is not too much to just not fear of man. We know the robbers, they are not fearful of man.
你要能够怕神，然后不怕人。
But we must learn to fear God and then not man.
所以箴言开头说的敬畏耶和华是知识或智慧的开端。
So the beginning of prophets talk about the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
而到后面结束的时候，他就惧怕人的陷入网罗。
And then at the end it talk about that those who fear man will enter into snares.
唯有依靠耶和华的必得安稳。
Those who trusted in the Lord will be comforted.
弟兄姊妹，因着我们怕神，怕伤他的心，怕得罪他。
And because we fear God, we fear to hurt His heart and to offend Him.
我们能够不妥协的，我们在这里不怕人。
Then we desire not a compromise with man and therefore not fearing man.
如果我们也是一个不怕神的人，弟兄姊妹，你不怕人就没有什么了不起了。
But if we do not fear God, then it is not much if you don't fear man.
听说宋尚杰博士讲道的时候，绝对不喜欢人在底下起来走动或者迟到。
And we heard about Dr. John Song when he preached and he does not like anybody to walk around or stand up.
有人走动他拍桌子他就骂。
And if anybody would stand up, then he would slap on the table and yell at them.
他甚至气得就下讲台我不讲了。
And he would even be so mad and say, I won't speak to you anymore.
教会的传道人长老都来说对不起对不起我们错了请你再回去。
And then the elders and the minister of the church would say, oh, I'm really sorry and please preach on.
那弟兄姊妹也觉得亏欠会在主人面前认错悔改。
And so many brothers and sisters felt that they have shortchanged the servant of God and they repented.
所以有一次有一个连长的神的仆人跟我们讲他说他看到一个年轻人想学宋尚杰。
And then one time, one of the elder brothers talked about that he saw another young man wanted to be like John Song.
他也是看别人在底下走动，他一气，我不讲了，他就下台了。
And he saw other people also were walking about, and he say, and slap on the pulpit and say, I'm not speaking to you anymore.
弟兄姊妹高兴得不得了，全部就散会了。
So immediately everyone was so happy, and they just left the meeting place.
弟兄姊妹要怕神，我们就不怕人，就有价值。
And then if we truly learn to fear God and not man, then we have value.
因为我们在乎的是神的心意。
For we are mindful of God's will.
那弟兄姊妹，我们实在没有时间多去讲尼希米的情形。
And we do not have time much longer to talk about the conditions of Nehemiah.
所以保罗也劝我们，他说我劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人。
And therefore, Paul also admonishes us that I would like you to remind those who do not keep the rules.
勉励灰心的人。
And to encourage those who are disheartened.
扶助软弱的人。
And to help those who are weak.
也要向众人忍耐。
And you must be patient towards many.
弟兄姊妹，对伤害神家、伤害神儿女的，我们决定要勇敢。
And towards those who are hurting God's house and hurting God's children, we must be brave.
但是对软弱、灰心甚至失望的神的儿女们，我们要有爱，要扶持。
But to those who are weak and hopeless and disheartened, then we must help them and protect them.
最后我们发现尼希米这样子恢复之后
，And at the end, when we see how Nehemiah had restored such an order in God's house,
我们看见了一点复兴的小局面。
And then we see a manifestation of a small revival.
弟兄姊妹，虽然这个复兴的局面不是一个大场面的复兴
，And though the revival was not a tremendous one,
但是跟尼希米回来之前已经是一个何等大的不同。
But it was such improvement before from the time Nehemiah returned.
他们从遭大难受凌辱变成众民在那里欢唱，在那里赞美。
From the great sufferings and shame, and to the people who are greatly rejoiced and sing songs.
他们从仇敌可以自由的进出来伤害他们。变成找不到空隙可以进来。
And from the time when enemies can walk in and out to the time that enemies can no longer find a crack to enter.
他们从在那里犯罪没有感觉，随便跟外邦人结婚，到他们披麻蒙灰在主面前认罪悔改，那是一个何等大的不同。
And what a great difference it is then for the people of God that from the time they sin casually and intermarry with Gentiles without feelings.To the time they fear the Lord and not man.
从他们个人自顾家园到他们甘心起来奉献，可等到的不同。
From their selfishness towards their own household and to the time they willingly offer to the Lord, and what a great difference!
从他们不知道神的旨意是什么，到最后他们这么爱慕神的旨意。
From their ignorance of God's will to the time they know God's will and love Him.
他们听见以斯拉在那里念神的话，他们的心欢喜。他们的心也难过。
And when they hear Ezra was reciting the Bible, their heart rejoiced, but also ache.
为了简单讲，一个真正个人、家庭或教会得到复兴的时候
，And simply put, if anyone desires for himself and his family and church to be revived,
在他身上的第一个现象就是他悔改，脱离罪恶，归向神。
And the first manifestation that he must carry with him is that he repents and to be far away from sin.
而在他身上第二个特点，他愿意把自己更新奉献在神的面前。
And the second characteristic is that he will consecrate himself anew and give himself to the Lord.
所以祭坛恢复了。
And so the altar may be restored.
奉献也恢复了。
And the offerings and sacrifice will be placed on.
第三个特点，他们爱慕主的话。
And thirdly, they must begin to love God's word.
为什么爱慕主的话呢？
And why must one love God's word?
因为他们乐意来照着主的话行，想要讨神喜悦。
For then they are willing to obey every commandment of the Lord in order to please Him.
我们里面如果得到复兴，一定会有这样子的现象。
And if we have obtained a revival from the Lord, these are the steps we go through.
你就是喜欢读主的话吗？
Yes, we do love to read God's word.
你喜欢照着神的话来行，来讨神喜悦。
For we desire to do according to the words of God to please Him.
而第四，我们愿意起来侍奉神，来照着神的心意来满足神。
And fourthly, we want to rise up to serve Him and to please Him to satisfy His will.
弟兄姊妹，这十二讲的信息我就要停在这里。
And the 12 sessions of this series, I will end here.
我在题目上特别出了一个题目。到底对我们个人、家庭和我们的侍奉有没有带来任何的改变？
And I have asked a specific question at the end. Does this message really cause a change in our personal life, our family, and our service in church?
如果这些信息没有在我们里面产生任何的改变，
And if these messages did not cause a change in us,
我这个讲员要在主面前悔改，
Then this speaker before the Lord must repent.
您也一样需要在主的面前悔改。
And you also must repent before the Lord.
因为当神要用人说话的时候，他用驴子都可以对我们说话。
And because we know if the Lord desires to speak, He can even use a donkey to speak to man.
我们实在求神把那个能听受教的耳朵赐给我们。
And we truly ask the Lord to give us a heart and an ear that is able to hear.
让我们从一切被掳的光景回来。
So that we can return from all conditions of captivity.
我们重建圣殿，说到恢复了生活的秩序，让主居首位。
To rebuild the temple talks about we must restore the spiritual orders in our lives and to let God to be first.
重建圣殿，说到恢复我们生活的目的，我们是为了要来荣耀神。
To rebuild the temple talk about we reestablish our purpose of life in order to glorify God.
以斯拉重新恢复了圣言的地位和他的功用。是让我们看见我们生活的依靠和准绳在于神的话。
And Ezra has established the place of the temple so that we must once again to reveal God's order and God's words.
而尼希米为我们回来恢复了城墙。
And Nehemiah returned to rebuild the city walls.
让我们看见我们需要过一个有保护、有城墙的生活。
And so that we must see that we must live in the protection of the city wall.And with the life of city walls.
我们需要活在圣灵的里面，在主里面来过生活。
And we must live in the Holy Spirit and to live before the Lord.
因为城墙为我们划定的界限，也给我们划定的范围。
And for the city wall has defined the boundaries and also give us a dominion to live in.
诗篇里面大卫说，神爱锡安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
And in the book of Psalms, David has said that the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob.
神的城啊，有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
And glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God.
但愿所有被耶和华所救赎的都归回歌唱来到锡安。
May everyone who is redeemed by the Lord will return and to Come toward Zion with songs.
因为锡安是神的心爱，是神的见证。
And for Zion is the love of God's heart and His testimony.
当我们这样子过生活的时候，
And if we live by such a desire,
圣经上说永乐要归到他们的头上。
And the Bible talks about that eternal joy will be upon their head.
所有的忧愁叹息都要逃避。
And all the sorrows and grievances will disperse.
朋友，你收听的是。福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。